And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Bart Hall and Mike Lump from the Fred Hall Del Mar Show. Yes, indeed. It's happening this week in San Diego at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. And we're going to be talking all about it here. Stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
Yamaha Outboards Say Yes to Reliability sales event is here. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 5 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes get 6 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. When you want next-level electronics for your boat, choose Simrad. With so many market-changing innovations like the Halo 24, which revolutionizes radar by offering an almost real-time view and ultimate in collision avoidance. With Simrad Halo 24 radar, you can identify hazards in an instant with Velocity Track Doppler technology. For the ultimate display, in-the-know anglers have upgraded to the NSS Evo 3 high-definition touchscreen with GPS Echo Sounder and wireless connectivity. It's perfect for center consoles or large sport fishers. Complete your package with the AP44 Autopilot for hydraulic steered outboard and stern drive vessels. With full color display and rotary control dial, this is the Autopilot you've been looking for. The Halo 24 radar, Evo 3 touchscreen display, and AP44 Autopilot are available now at your Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. I've been so looking forward to this show. It's when we get to talk about our favorite thing, and that's Fred Hall's show. It is going to be a great
Fred
one today,
Fred Hall Del Mar. Wow, you guys have been busy. This is number three in the line of three, right, guys?
Yeah, and we're glad we got the three.
Yeah.
We weren't sure if we'd make it here, but we're here.
Yeah, so Bakersfield was good.
very good. Bakersfield was an excellent show. And,
yeah.
You know, Long Beach was great. So we're kind of rolling on a big, big roll down here into San Diego.
Yeah, indeed you are. And Del Mar, tell us about it. What's the highlights? I see the Ducks are back.
Yes. That was so crazy.
That was crazy. You know, in case that no one knows what we're talking about, the LA Department of Veterinary Medicine decided that we couldn't have the Ducks at Long Beach because there was some sort of avian flu. And now you got to remember, these ducks can't fly. They live in a cage. They only perform this one show. They have no interaction with other ducks. We tried to explain. And the Fish and Wildlife tried to help us too from Sacramento. And these people, matter of fact, Jordan Traverso, who is a female, right. She wrote a nice letter to these people trying to get them to let the ducks come in. And they said, "Dear Mr. Traverso," they had no. It's the Great American Duck Races presented by Swordist. That's Mike is reminding me. So it's fun. But anyway,
Presented by whom?
Swordist. Mike will explain this.
What is Swordist?
Yeah, hey Mike.
They're a company that came on board this year at all the shows and got involved in a sponsorship with us, and they sell custom printed canopies and promotional flags that you see at all the events like ours.
Cool.
But I was most interested in their canopies because so many organizations, so many businesses, so many people that are in our shows that are involved in displays and merchandising and camping and for very, very inexpensive, they will custom print whatever you want on these canopies. We had several on display at the show. In fact, they provided a couple new ones to CCA, and so that was nice. They got a couple nice canopies out of it, and they did a new one for Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, which you'll see at some of the different events we're doing. And unlike some of the 10x10 pop-up type canopies that all of us are familiar with, this thing is unbelievable.
Really?
The quality and the structure itself is just, it's like everybody that looks at it goes, "I've never seen anything like this."
Okay.
And they're very reasonably priced. So they decided to come into the shows. I think they're doing well. A lot of people are finding out that these things are available and they're affordable and they last a long time. And so why not?
And they'll have a booth at the show?
Yeah. They'll have a large booth. They have had at the last two shows and they seem to be staying pretty busy. And it's a real good opportunity.
Cool.
Great. That's fantastic. So what else? What else can we... We have the Ducks. We have the Lumberjacks, right?
We have the Lumberjacks presented by the San Diego County Ford Dealers, one of your sponsors.
And absolutely.
They've been doing that for years. And then we have the Ultimate Air Dogs.
Oh, that's my favorite.
And
that's cool.
And this year we're going to actually have a live band on Saturday and Sunday out on the patio. And we have exhibits out in the patio because we've run out of space. We've used all of the space in the buildings, all of the canopies, all of the tents, and so now we put a few exhibits outside on the west end out there where the Lumberjacks are.
Looks like we're going to have great weather for outdoor activities.
It looks
great. Is it true that I heard that you may be sitting in playing drums in the band?
That's a rumor, yeah.
Yeah?
It's possible,
cool.
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday.
That's fantastic.
Looking forward to it.
And then, of course, in this week's Western Outdoor News, there's the Fred Hall Show Edition for Del Mar with a lot of great information in it this week. And in addition to that, it's also at fredhall.com. But there's seminars galore, right, Mike?
There are. I want to point out that there's one discrepancy in there that people need to look at. That's the Mammoth Lake stage. That schedule has been changed since it went to print, so please refer to the one that's on the Fred Hall website, or there'll be signage, of course, at the show. But we've got all the seminar venues pretty well full, and some great, great speakers coming in. I think you got Bill Varney coming in tomorrow.
He's coming in next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Yep.
Well, he's going to be at the show and doing daily presentations, and we unfortunately missed him up in Long Beach because of a problem that
he had to run in.
He had to go in and have a surgery. So we accepted that as a reasonable excuse.
Yeah, he's laying in a hospital bed. Okay, we'll let him go.
Half pass,
So anyway, everybody loves Bill Varney.
Yeah.
And he is so willing to share information. And whether you're a novice surf fisherman or whether you've been doing it your whole life, you will learn from him.
People love surf fishing.
Yeah, they do.
It's so accessible. It's free. It's a great thing, and Bill has really done a heck of a job in promoting that sport here.
Well, you know, for so long, the majority of people thought of surf fishing, and you'd go down by the beach, and I'm talking back when we were kids, and you'd see the guys with their 12 and 15 foot surf rods and sand spikes, and
right.
And the fact was they were overcasting the majority of the fish and not catching nearly as much as they could have if they had used freshwater style gear and cast 6 to 12 feet off the beach where all the fish were. And Bill has been fishing that way his whole life, literally. And so, you know, he started sharing that information, and I think guys are going, I never knew this existed. And it's from fly fishermen to spin fishermen to guys that like to fish with lures, bait. It really opens up a whole opportunity, and if you have a couple hours free, it's accessible all year round.
Yes,
you know, my dad grew up in Florida, and so he liked fishing the surf out here, and we always used freshwater gear. I didn't know that you had those big rods. I mean,
yeah.
You know, we just used our bass rods, and the thing about it is once you're there, you can spend, you get captivated by it. The surf coming in, and you walk,
you
spend hours and hours,
and you catch fish. Cast.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're busy with work too, like there is not a better way to decompress that you avoid the traffic that's so nasty anymore. Just drive down to the beach, fish for an hour or two, and then drive home after the traffic's done. Like you'll feel just 100 times better decompressed. Like you just. Your week goes so much better if you do that.
So I got a great story. I was at this party in Malibu one time, and it was really boring. And a bunch of rich folks that I wasn't very comfortable with. And I had a bass rod in the car. I went out to the car. They had sushi there. I took the shrimp from the sushi, went down to the beach, and caught some barred perch and brought it up and put it on the barbecue.
Sweet.
That's kind of fun.
You know, in our this past week's newsletter, we do a newsletter blast every other week that Bill Barney puts together for us. And in this past week, we had an article that he wrote about surf fishing at Rancho Leonero, which was really cool. Yeah.
That's so much fun.
So if you're a subscriber to our newsletter and haven't seen it yet, check out that article. It's really nicely done.
We come back every day at Rancho Leonero from the day on the boats. We clean up, and then I don't do it anymore because I'm too old, but all the rest of the Fred Hall staff goes and fishes the surf until dinner time.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's fun. So what else, Mike?
Well,
else
along the lines of surf fishing, I want to also add that, you know, all of us know Frank Selby, the fly fisherman.
World famous fly caster.
And he, in Del Mar, he's going to be giving instructions on how to use fly tackle, you know, fly cast a surf for surf.
Oh, cool.
So that's kind of in addition to what Bill's doing. So.
Yeah, he's got some amazing flies, some techniques. He's a great teacher. Frank is really a knowledgeable guy. There's so much knowledge, so much information at Del Mar, and you have the time to talk to these
people. That's it. That's the kicker of Del Mar.
Yeah, and there's a couple hundred seminars there in the 4 days. And so it's,
wow.
It's a lot. And then we have the 805 Okuma Bass Tank. With a lot of good speakers up there, and Don Iovino talking about the Lowrance, and we got Marlon Mead coming down on the San Diego on the Mammoth stage. He'll be there on Saturday at 1 o'clock, I believe.
Very knowledgeable Sierra trout fisherman.
Yeah, and the whole Hobie thing, you know, with some great fishermen at the Hobie thing, and then of course we have the Show Up and Blow Up.
Yes, we talked about that yesterday.
Yes, and that's going to be fun, and the Accurate stage has. You know, a lot of good speakers. You know, Hanson will be there again. You know,
wear
seatbelt and helmet. You know?
Yeah. And in addition to that, I believe it's on the Accurate stage on Sunday evening will be the big grand prize drawing for the Captain Rollins Kids at Sea, right, Mike?
Yes, we'll be doing that the last thing on Sunday, and we've got actually a number of drawings there. We'll be giving away all the annual prizes. Everybody's been buying tickets for months, and that's going to be great. There's some great prizes. And then also, that's when we're going to draw the winner of that Win Rollo's rod.
Oh, my rod,
You can pick that up right after.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, excellent. Thank you.
So we'll be doing that as well. So I'm sure that's going to get a good turnout.
Yeah.
And we got lots of boats, more boats than we've had in a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just packed. We're putting them outside now because we don't have any room.
Is that right?
So cool.
Yeah. I know Kevin from West Coast Marine, who now has a San Diego location.
Yeah.
Good.
He's going to have, so he has San Diego location as well as his Costa Mesa location. He's going to have some great Parkers there and Yamaha outboards. And they had a great display in Long Beach.
He always does. Yeah. You know, that's a great boat. I mean, I not only love him, but I love Linwood and his daughter, you know, and they're great people.
They have that 425 Yamaha, that new 425.
That was so cool to see that thing on display.
Crazy,
just to walk by it was unreal.
Monster.
Huge.
Hard to believe that people, Some boats put like 3 and 4 of those on there, right?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I want one of those in the back of my boat so bad. That'd be so perfect.
But there's so much to do, so much to see. And as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Lot to talk about here with Fred Hall Delmar.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a great one. There's so much information and so much good times. We just want to hear from you this morning. If you want to be a part of the show, we'd love to have you. And there's two ways that you can do that. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us on the toll-free line. That one's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only are you going to get in the fun, get your chance to talk to Bart, talk to Mike, you are also going to be one of four, again, four lucky winners at the end of the show today, all of which are going to receive a pair of tickets to come enjoy the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar starting this Thursday. Again, four winners at the end of the show. How cool is that?
Indeed.
Well, as you can hear, we got a great show coming, and we're looking forward to hearing from you. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's time for the spectacular 43rd Annual Fred Hall Show, March 28th to the 31st at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Celebrate the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, and outdoor recreation at San Diego's number one show. Hundreds of booths, acres of boats, over 200 seminars. Daiwa Saltwater Tank, Accurate Fishing's main seminar stage. Hobie Kayak Fishing Seminars, Costa Sporting Chef Cafe, the Mammoth Legs Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the San Diego County Ford Dealer Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, the Ultimate Air Dogs, the 805 Beer Okuma Bass Tank, Sword Disc Great American Duck Races, archery, target shooting, free dive, fly casting, kids casting, and so much more. Kids free, kids fish free. Support CCA Cal and get in free. The Fred Hall Show, March 28th to the 31st at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by Progressive. Details at fredhall.com.
It's a whale of a show.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must visit, and the deals will be unmatched. We have the most complete selection of owner hooks at the show, including the new owner Mutu Hybrid. Get the best pricing of the year on all owner styles for local and long-range fishing. The Fisherman's Landing Tackle staff knows your owner hook needs. Come visit the most spectacular booth in our history. Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
38 years ago, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are getting packed up. The only line open, if you want to get through, is our toll-free number. That's 877-792-1090.
Mike, what you spend, you and Bart spend all year getting these shows ready. What are the things that gets you excited at Del Mar?
Oh, I think just the camaraderie of everyone in the industry and all the attendees that come to this show. It's a different, kind of a different feeling than we get at Long Beach. Long Beach is just almost overwhelming.
It's crazy.
At all levels.
It's crazy.
Especially for us, because we have two more shows coming afterwards, so I'm kind of focused on that, plus all the issues going on in Long Beach, and there's so many people and so many booths, and it's from the behind the scenes, it's a very, very challenging 5 days. For the public, of course, they reap the benefits of a year's worth of everyone's efforts and the great
sure.
everything. But in Del Mar, we don't have any shows right behind this, so we get to kind of focus on this show and get to visit with our exhibitors and the public, and we get to actually to share in some of this festivities that go on. But the camaraderie that's developed at all of these shows is something that can't be replicated. And if you haven't ever been to one of the shows and you haven't spent the time, if you charge in with a mission that you're only going to be there for an hour, then you don't understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But if you come in and you spend the half a day and you see the booths and you visit with your friends and you see somebody you haven't seen in a year, sometimes 5 years, you go outside and see what's going on out there and you watch the kids at the trout pond and you visit with more people you haven't seen in a while, you walk away really feeling a part of the sport fishing community.
Yeah.
And that to me is Del Mar.
Yeah.
That's great description. That's awesome.
And the tackle deals are still there. Like, you saw some tremendous tackle deals in Long Beach. Turner's Outdoors may be there. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has tremendous deals. I mean,
it's the best time of year, period. It truly is.
I mean, the Seaguar deal is still good?
We will have Seaguar Fluorocarbon, buy two, get one free at the Del Mar show for sure.
Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
At the Fisherman's Landing
Tackle. How about
Gamakatsu? Same, we'll have killer deals on Gamakatsu. All
wow.
We don't not do it. You know, the only things that sometimes maybe wouldn't be there if it was a manufacturer-supported thing, but many times we'll just take that on, you know, like the Seaguar thing. We'll just take it on ourselves because this is our hometown crowd and they're our hometown customers. And, you know, if we got to eat a little bit less, that's just what we do. So, yeah, we will still all the same killer deals with Shimano, with buying a reel and them loading it on the site with PowerPro for you. That's still happening. All the tremendous deals with all the other. It's a killer, killer show, and we're really looking forward to it.
It's going to be interesting because our Let's Talk Hookup booth is right across from the Shimano booth. It's going to be really wild watching them at work this time.
Seeing what they did at Long Beach, I know that they will be just as busy at Del Mar. It'll be crazy. The only change to our booth is one, we're slightly larger in Del Mar than we are in Long Beach. We do a bigger presentation there.
Bigger in Del Mar.
We are, yeah. We're bigger in Del Mar than we are in Long Beach. And we'll have the Salty Crew team in our booth this year for the first time.
Wow.
And we're really looking forward to that. And a real big showing. Like, it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of the boys from Salty Crew will be there. Some of their pro staff guys will be in the booth, and we'll just have a bunch of cool clothing, and we're just really looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be good. Bart, what's your feelings on Del Mar?
Yeah, pretty much what you've all said, and interestingly enough, one of the local TV stations, I guess a guy named Jeff Zeverly
from
CBS.
Zeverly Zone.
Yeah. He's going to do a segment on Bart's cigar tent.
Yeah.
And the reason is...
behind the scenes.
The reason is because of the relationships that are formed at this show. And a lot of that occurs in situations like that where we sit and start talking about stuff and it leads to other things. It leads to future ideas on what shows to do,
We've
on sponsorship.
We've come up with a lot of great concepts.
We do. And I'll tell you, a lot of stuff, that's the thing about Del Mar. We're here talking, visiting with people. We get ideas for the future. We're overwhelmed at Long Beach.
Yeah,
there's no ideas going on in those 5 days. We're just like slammed trying to hold on to our shorts, you know. But when we get down here, we can really think about the industry and where we're going and what we want to do, and it's fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Indeed it is.
We like Del Mar because we feel like we get to show off who our tackle store is. And Long Beach, it's so crazy, and there's so many people and so many great deals that you're just running back and forth, and kind of you're just selling tackle. And that's not necessarily what Fisherman's Landing Tackle is about. We get to showcase our guys who, you know, we rightfully so, we think they're the best in the entire industry. And this is when you get to slow down and find out that a guy's going on a Guadalupe trip, and, well, let's not get you the rod that we think is best. Let's find the rod that you think is best and go through every manufacturer that we have and pull on this and go over this reel versus that reel. And you just don't have the time to do that in Long Beach like you do in Del Mar. It's our favorite show for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, what people don't understand what you and Doug do. You were talking before about the manufacturers. That's something that's out of your control.
Right.
But you guys plan for both shows.
Yep.
And you prepare for that, and you make special buys for that, and you think about it all year long. It's not like Delmar's an afterthought.
Oh, no.
This is planned for you all, and it's evident when you look at the booth and you see how you guys do it.
Delmar's our show. It's our hometown show. We love. It's our favorite.
Yeah, indeed it is. Well, let's jump into the phones. One line open. You want to get through 877-792-1090. Open right now.
You got it. How about we jump right into the phones and start it off this morning with Troy calling us from Fontana. Troy, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Troy.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Bart. So my question is, Bart, is there a way to, like, meet you? Are you going to be at a specific place, specific time? I've been to the show, but I've never met you. So you just wander around, or do you have an office where we can meet you, or how does that work?
I do wander around, and but if you come to the office and you say, I'd like to meet Bart, someone will call me, and I'll come meet you.
That's
cool.
Yeah,
the office is in the Bing Crosby Hall.
Bing Crosby Hall, yep.
Which is the hall that where
Fast Lane Sailing Center. It's where the Bass Bin is. It's where the Hobie Seminars are. It's where the Mammoth Lake Seminars are.
And just ask somebody where the office is, and they'll direct you.
Right near the Ford display. We're right next to the Ford display.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's worth pursuing him because he's a nice guy.
Yeah. I'm really huge.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. Open right now. You want to have a chance to talk to Bart and Mike and be one of those four lucky callers that each win a pair of tickets to Del Mar? There's your shot.
How about Lou from Fullerton up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Lou. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Lou.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Looking forward to some downtime at Del Mar. Long Beach was a beast.
Yes, it was.
Hey, my call is just to let you guys know I received my flyers on that special Rollo kits from Accurate Tires.
Thank you for the support on that, Lou.
Oh, every year. But anyways, I used them last night. The little cutter for Spectra, outstanding. So for the 50 of us who got it, use them well, guys. It's worth the time and the effort. And see you guys at Del Mar.
Good luck winning Rollo's Rod. And, of course, now you have all those tickets, too. There's so many great prizes. Are we still going to have the opportunity to buy tickets for the Rollo drawing at Del Mar, Mike?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We'll be selling tickets. The Rollo booth will be selling tickets, I would imagine.
And the wheel?
Oh, yeah, we got the wheel going. In fact, there's some unbelievable great prizes on the wheel. The wheel had a tremendous increase in Long Beach. It was
nice.
The Captain Rollo booth was very, very busy.
Yeah.
So that's definitely something you want to check out. And then, of course, buying those annual raffle tickets, will be giving away all those prizes on Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening, last day at the saltwater stage.
Cool.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Lou. We'll look forward to seeing you in Del Mar. That does free up 858-457-1090. First time for that line to be open this morning.
All right. Let's jump back in. Ed from Mira Mesa, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Ed.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Good, good. Hey, the show and that, last year there was a gentleman from, I think, Isurline line that was showing how to tie knots. I was wondering, is that guy going to be there again? Would you know?
Yes, the Isurline fishing coach has become an instrumental part of the Fred Hall shows, and they're not just there to show you how to tie knots, although that seems to be what they're spending most of their time doing these days. Those guys will talk to you about any kind of fishing you want. If you have any question about, and it doesn't matter whether it's fresh or salt, those guys are very, very well-versed, and you can sit down, literally, one-on-one and ask them any question about fishing, and if they don't have the answer, they will find it, but I haven't seen them get stumped on too much.
And where is that going to be, Mike?
When you walk through the show, the second building is the Bing Crosby Hall, and then you go into the Seaside Tent. And right
Seaside
when you go,
Pavilion, Mike.
Okay, Seaside but for pavilion. The sake of it, explaining to somebody, it's a tent. And when you
a
walk,
white tent.
When you walk through those
a
doors,
big white tent.
When you walk through those doors, you'll hear a lot of commotion and noise off to the left. That's the Captain Rollo spin-to-win wheel, and off to the right is the Isurline fishing coach.
Oh, okay, so right across. So you may walk by it because you're so tuned to
You have to walk by it to get in and out of the exhibit hall.
That exhibit hall.
And you know where that started? because we realized a long time ago that when people are sitting in a seminar, sometimes they're afraid to raise their hand and ask what they perceive to be a stupid question, or they think that everybody else knows the answer, so they don't ask. Here you can sit down one-on-one, you alone
fishing
with the guy.
Coaches.
Fishing coach will answer your questions and
show you how to tie knots.
And walk you through whatever you need to ask him. It's great.
These are the things that make the show so cool. You know, if you're going on a trip on the Royal Polaris to Guadeloupe, you can do exactly that. You can talk to the fishing coach. Hey, I've never been before. I've been on a lot of three-quarter day trips, but I've never caught a big tuna. And you can talk to a guy about all that information, whether it be tackle or technique. Then you can take that info, you can go into the big tackle hall, and you can come to our booth, you can come to the Turner's booth, you can go to the, you can go talk to the guys from, you know, whatever rod manufacturer you want to see, and, you know, and the reel manufacturers, and you can, you know, you get the best info all in one house. There's no way, otherwise you're going to be researching on the internet and getting anybody's opinion whatsoever who maybe has never done it before. Like, this time you're talking to the professionals and they're all under one roof.
Like that 7-day Royal Polaris trip to Guadeloupe in December 7th?
Exactly.
That we just added to our list?
Yeah, you'll be able to talk to everybody about it. It's so cool. I can't wait.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, here's a guy that'll be at Del Mar. Our buddy John Ireland from Rancho Leonero in Bozzi's Cape. Buenos dias, John.
Hi, John.
Good morning. Good morning, Pedro. Hi, Rick. Hello, Bart. Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Got the whole gang here. You're in town already, huh? Ready to go?
They're ready to roll.
Yes, sir.
Great. Hey, you know, something about the shows that really is not mentioned much. Of course, you get to meet all of your customers and potential clients and all that, but also it's kind of an industry. It's a touch point in the industry annually where you get to see everyone in the industry and say hello, and it really is an annual event for the people that are in the fishing business as well, and I enjoy it. And Del Mar is my favorite show.
Indeed.
For sure of all three. Yeah, by far my favorite show. Anyway, let's talk about the fishing down south. It's been kind of not many boats going out. The fishing is the water temps in close to the hotel are about 70 to 71 degrees, and just kind of the opposite of what it usually is later on in the year. The water's warmer south. About south of the lighthouse, it bumps right up to 73, 75. So there's better fishing if the boats will run down south. Most of our guests want to stay in close around the hotel, and that's what's been going on with our hotel boats anyway. And real, real good bottom fishing right now. They're catching pompano and pargo. A lot of good African pompano. Some white bonita, too, and actually lots of white bonita schooling in around there close. Real good eating, real good for sushi as well, and mixed with a few Dorado inside. Down south, they're picking up some wahoo, some nice-sized wahoo, 50 to 60-pound wahoo. These are other hotel boats, and a lot of striped marlin and some big Dorado as well. So we're just picking up. March is our transitioning time, but starting April, it'll really kick in. Normal stuff for this time of year.
Yeah, it sounds like, man, it's just right on the cusp, John. It's the almost April. April's kind of really when things really start going down there. And I have a feeling when you call in next Sunday, which is March 31st, last day of March, you're going to have a different story to tell.
It's kicking in. The water is just about where it should be. This is really pretty normal. Water temps and weather and what's going on with the fishing is looking like a pretty typical season. So I don't have any red flags going up for sure. I'm expecting it to pick up really heavily at any time now.
Too. As long as it's good by May 11th, John.
Oh, we know it will be, right?
Yeah, there's going to be quite a gang down there all around the same time. Jack Nielsen's going to be down. There's going to be a whole bunch of people. Steve Pinard. We're going to have the whole gang
Pinard
down there.
And then right followed up there. Hopefully they'll leave us a couple for our Let's Talk Hookup tournament June 1st, too.
And we're going to catch them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Bart and Steve as well. Steve likes to fish from the beach, and Bart and the guys like to fish closer and shore normally and go for the wide variety. So there should be a few fish left.
Oh, yeah, I think so, for sure. Well, if somebody wants to book a trip to Rancho Leonero, of course you can do it right at the Del Mar Show in the Rancho Leonero booth. Pam and Phil will be there taking reservations.
And John will be there, too. And I'll be there as well.
You'll be there hanging out, taking reservations.
Oh, sure.
And, of course, in the meantime, if they want to call and reserve a spot, how do we do that?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholeonero.com.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate that. And we will talk to you
Thursday.
We'll see you at the show Thursday, and then talk to you on the show next Sunday.
Absolutely. All right. Look forward to coming.
Thanks, John.
Appreciate it. All right. Phones are packed. 877-792-1090. You want to get through, there's your chance.
Also, we got one at 858-457-1090. Let's jump in and talk to Brett, calling us from El Cajon this morning. Hi, Brett. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Brett.
Hey, morning, guys. Wondering if I could get a little help steering me in the right direction. I finally want to make the jump to getting some stabilization binoculars. And, you know, I know there's a lot of them out there, and I know there's a lot of real expensive ones, and I know there's cheap ones. Could you guys steer me in the direction of great binoculars at a really good price that the average everyday guy can afford?
Let's get one thing clear. There are no cheap good binoculars. It doesn't exist. If you want a good pair of stabilized binoculars, you got to spend money. And so, I mean, of course, you can go to the Frasers and spend $4,000 or $5,000, which not everybody can do that. But the Fujinons are a very reasonable alternative, right, Rick?
Yeah. To answer your question, the pair that you want would be that Fujinon Techno Stabi. They are so leaps and bounds above a standard pair of field binoculars. They're going to run you in the neighborhood of $1,000, a teeny bit more than that, but that's about the cost that you're going to spend on them, which is still a big hit for sure. Are they as stable and as clear and get you the same distance as a pair of Frasers? They're not. You know, Fraser is like that pinnacle, but the difference between that and anything else is just, it's not even comprehensible.
Yes.
It is, in our opinion, on our boat, like a pair of stabilized binoculars is our single best fish-finding tool. You spend thousands of dollars on all of the other things, and that, in my opinion, will find you more fish and fish opportunities than anything else will. And a Techno Stabi is the best of the, quote-unquote, lesser expensive stabilized binoculars.
Yeah, and the people at Baker in Baker Marine down on Shelter Island, they are the dealers for Techno Stabies.
They are.
They also will service them for you, too.
And that's the ticket. You could probably go online and probably find them for $100 or maybe $150 lesser expensive. The difference in service from buying them from a local person like Baker, it is the world of difference. It's an insurance policy that's worth every extra cent. They do not definitely sell you any more than any other places. Sometimes you'll find, you know, non-storefront shops that will sell lesser. But Baker Marine is going to be there. If and when you drop them or you need service, you can walk into their store and you're one of their customers and they will fix them for you sight on scene. There's no question that's who I would buy them from.
Yeah, and you can do it if you're out of town, too. You can do it by mail, too.
Totally.
You just call them up. They'll take care of you on that. You know, and there's other cheaper so-called electronically stabilized binoculars like Canon makes a pair. It's not the same.
They're not. They're just not.
They don't work, okay? And that's the bottom line. It might be sufficient for a little while, but from the reality is you need to spend the money to make it for a good pair.
No
for
doubt.
Sure. Just part of fishing these days if you have your own boat.
And it's just a thing that you need. Finding your ability to find birds and find kelps and find fish themselves and everything. It's a tool that you just have to have.
Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Mr. Don Hansen. Good morning, Captain.
Hi, Don.
Good morning, everyone. I just give you a heads up, as I try to all the time. The stock assessment on sardines came out Friday. I don't know if you're aware of what the numbers are. They're not good. They're not good at all. And it's going to be a real critical battle April 11th and 12th in Santa Rosa with whether we can fish sardines or not. So just get your boxing gloves back on and get ready to go there.
Now, here's the thing that I've heard, Don, and you correct me if I'm wrong, that they do this stock assessment offshore. Well, as everybody knows, most of the sardine population is inshore, right?
I agree with you 100%. And that guy with the binoculars, I'm going to go buy some because they're everywhere on the beach here, and that's the issue that we're trying to figure out.
Yeah,
they're almost all sardines are now in state waters, they're not in federal waters, and so it's interesting. It's going to get there's a year class they don't see, they don't talk about. We see it. Every NAM sees it. The guys in San Pedro Sea, the harbor, L.A. Harbor, is supposedly full of sardines now. So it's going to be a battle come April 11th and 12th up in Santa Rosa. So
we're battling bad science once again.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it's the science they base their studies on it. So bad or indifferent or whatever it is, we have to be able to try to counter it as best we can so we can continue to fish. I don't know what we'd do here if we had no sardines to fish this coming summer.
The thing that drives me so crazy, and Don, I'm well aware preaching to the choir, but there is there's really no harvest or retention of the sardine. You know, I mean, they take it, they put it into a box, it goes right back out to the water, it gets fed to the fish that we're going to be eating it anyway. Like, and it's not like we're taking that sardine home and using it. Like, it's just used to go right back in.
You take it home and put it on your pizza every day. I know that.
Right. Yeah.
It drives you crazy.
No, you're 100% right. Exactly. That's what we tell all the time. But 90% of it goes. We got up to as far as 99% of it goes back into the water to feed the forage fish. But the question right now is just pay attention and keep tuned to what's going to happen up there. We're working a lot of things between now and April 11th or April 12th. So we'll keep you guys informed. But I just wanted to let you know it's going to be another battle.
Well, we're glad you're there, Don, and thank you for being there and helping us with the battle indeed. And, you know, one thing I'll mention, too, is that along with the Sport Fishing Association of California, we're going to be doing a live broadcast at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing Saturday, May 18th. So that's going to be a good time.
I think I'll be there. I think I might be there.
You better be there. Yeah, you got to be there for sure. So we'll look forward to that.
Okay, well, you guys. That's a good show there. Thanks, guys.
All right, and of course, Don. Don't miss the Dana Wharf Sport Fishing booth. You are in Del Mar.
See you there.
Our next door neighbors.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting, and a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must visit, and the deals will be unmatched. We are proud to have the largest selection of Shimano products in the show. Talica, Trinidad, Torium, Terramar, Power Pro, plus the all-new Tranx 200. That's Shimano and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it, buddy. Today, that catch report is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pump switches and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed a BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands of dollars in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you pump it into the water. It's just several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check BlueBGI.com, or you can get their affordable products at Wilson Marine and San Diego Marine Exchange. Let's start off our catch report with our next door neighbor, Captain Brian Woolley of Dana War Sport Fishing, is on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Great. Good morning.
Good, good. Yeah, no joke with that sardine stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Scary.
Important, you know, people need to get involved, write letters to the PFMC, CCA, all that kind of stuff. So doing nothing is the worst thing.
Absolutely.
You know, even a letter. Yep, it's a big deal. So, anyways, with that aside here, this week, you know, we had some more success out deep. I'll tell you that our three-quarter-day trips right now, we're still making the rockfish that focal point of our efforts on our longer trips there. There has been some day-to-day changes with regard to conditions, obviously, right? We can't fish the same spot every single day with the way the current's pushing one day or the swell and whatnot. The quality with that, too, is kind of varied from day to day as well, but the steady part has been the productivity on it for us. So, you know, we've been able to get down there and kind of get what we need. The guys fishing the standard double dropper loop, right, the tried and true method for that rockfish has been pretty good. You know, squid on one hook, live sardine on the other. And then the guys that don't want to fish the bait, they've been fishing the jigs, artificial stuff, that little different approach, and that's been solid as well with that cold sniper. Those guys having some real good success with that jig down there in that deep water too. As far as our half-day fishing goes, you know, it's been a little bit of work. Still some areas of murked up water and whatnot. It seems like every creek in the inlet down the coast has water coming out of it this time of year with all that rain we've had. But still, with that being said, some action. A lot of our kelp spots are void of kelp. It's all hard bottom in there with no kelp going on it. So it's been a little bit of work as well. But your usual sand bass and calico bass action and some nice sheephead and sculpin. You know, easy access to some of that stuff and a few of those big bruiser trigger fish on a few of those spots this week, too. So that's it for the coast. As far as offshore stuff at the islands, the three's been over there. He's catching his rockfish. He's had some great quality and some nice link caught in their accounts. He does have his schedule up, his 5-to-5 schedule for the rest of the month to go along with his overnight schedule. You can always call our office as well, and they can give you the details on all that stuff. So that was our week in a nutshell. If you guys want to hop on a boat, give the landing a phone call. Our number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web as well at danawarf.com. And again, guys, this is going to run till the end of the month here. Use the code FH50, like Fred Hall, FH50. That'll give you 50% off one of these half or three-quarter day trips.
That's an insane deal. 50% off. So once again, what is the deal?
You just go to danawarf.com, book online. It'll give you a little code, a little spot to enter a discount code, and you type in FH50.
In honor of Fred Hall, right?
That's it.
FH50 for the month, through the end of the month, right?
Through the end of March, correct.
End of March, which is next Sunday, and so a week from the day. So you got another week to do that, and 50% off with FH50. Just go to our website, letstalkhookup.com. Click on the Dana Wharf Sport Fishing banner and go right on there and book it. Hey, thanks a lot, Captain Brian. Are we going to see you in the booth?
Yep, I'll be there, I think Thursday and Saturday I'll be down there.
All right, look forward to it. All right, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Willie. Right.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate that very much. And while we're waiting for Gundy, let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Sounds good. How about we talk to Kevin, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Kevin. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Kevin.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I just want to listen to your show all the time. Love it. But just wanted to give a thanks to you because I've been fighting dead bait in my bait tank for a few years, done all the tricks I can to try to make it last longer. You guys mentioned Pacific Edge. I went there and got a tank. Yesterday I took it out for a test drive. We went fishing all day. The seas were kind of rough, so usually the bait gets beat up, but I fished 10 hours yesterday, not one dead sardine.
I'll tell you what.
It was awesome.
Mark is the master, Pacific Edge, and they know how what pumps to use and everything. What a difference, right?
Oh, totally. It's a total game changer. And I even called him when we got close enough, and I had cell reception. I called him from the water and told him, hey, this is just a – don't know why I waited so long. And, yeah, having live bait all day, just a game changer, and I appreciate you guys.
I always chuckle if you look at, like, internet forums and you see guys – you know, bumming and bitching because the you know all their bait rolled that day, and you think, you know, I fished that same day at that same time. I guaranteed we had the same bait in the tank,
yeah.
And ours lasted all day long. It's just the tank is the equalizer.
Yep, tank and the proper pump and the proper installation makes all the difference in the world. Indeed. Thanks, Kevin, for the kudos for Mark and Pacific Edge tanks. They're great. Nothing beats a great tank.
That's for sure. No doubt about it. All right, let's jump back into them. Arnie and Vista, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Arnie.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Barty. Hey, how you guys all doing today?
Great.
One thing I want to say about yesterday's show, my ears were burning because Ron was talking about me, of course. And
oh,
I didn't know what he was
talking
about not sinking that kayak. Yeah. Well, I think you guys, you were there, Pete. Yeah, I remember there was, last year you guys did a seminar in Fastlane where I actually won winning the prize. This was an autographed Hobie skateboard. But, yeah, Ron wouldn't let me have the dang skateboard until he put my butt on an I-11 and let me paddle out in the bay and make sure I didn't sink it.
And you didn't, did you?
No, I didn't. No, that thing was really good. Jim, Melio, and National City, don't worry about it, buddy. You're going to be fine on that.
There you go.
I just want to say, you know, Bart, and, you know, thank you guys for coming on to Del Mar all these years. It's been, over 40 years, I think, you guys have been coming to Del Mar. And I really love the show because the fact that it's Long Beach, yeah, it's the hustle and bustle. You're doing all that stuff to try to get all your gear to so many people there. It's such a zoo sometimes. Del Mar is so much more relaxed, and it's really because you get to talk to people. And it's really nice. You get to actually talk to the captains. You get to talk to, like, you, Pete. Actually, the guy that called in earlier about the Iserline knot tying, go see my brother Ernie. He'll be down there in the knot tying area, and he's really wealth of knowledge. And, yeah, be sure and ask him about the grander he caught here a few years ago. Back in Nova Scotia.
Wow,
yeah,
awesome.
So,
all right, well, good. Well, Arnie, and, of course, you'll be at Del Mar and helping us out and helping CCA out, and sure appreciate all your help.
You can also hit up Ernie as a good guide on Crowley, too.
Yeah.
His brother's a guide that fishes Crowley with killer boat. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Inside scoop there, huh, Arnie?
Oh, you betcha, buddy. Yeah,
all right.
If you want to fish Crowley, he's the guy to talk to, man.
All right. Very good. All right, Arnie, we'll see you at the show. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Sounds good, buddy. How about this time we talk to John? He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Question for Rick, and then if there's time, a quick one for another one. Anyway, the SLX combo that you guys are offering, I hear that reel is offering three gear ratios. Will all three of those be available at the show?
Yes. Yeah, all three will be available at the show. The standard, the HG, and the XG, which I'm not exact, but I believe it's a 6, a 7, and an 8 to 1. You know, it's 6-point-something, 7-point-something.
So which one do you want?
It depends a little bit on what you're doing, but most everybody, I would think, tends to go towards the HG, which is the 7-to-1. And 7-to-1 is a high gear ratio for sure, but you got to keep in mind how small a spool is. You know, and when you're turning a spool that's, you know, just a little bit larger than a quarter, that thing going around 7 times isn't crazy. So any of them are fine for most of the scenarios. If you're fishing a swim bait or that kind of thing, it kind of doesn't matter. If you're doing something specific, fishing a crankbait or something, you'd probably want the 6-to-1. But for the most part, most guys choose the middle gear at 7-to-1.
All right. Very good. And what was the other question?
Well, when you were fishing the guys in your boat last month with Jim Brown and others, were you able to talk him into being a guest on the show in the future?
Jim, yeah, Jim would come in, yeah, definitely, he'd be great, yeah, classic San Diego City, former City Lakes director. Jim's a great guy, and I'll bet if I twisted his arm, he'd come in.
That'd be cool, I'd be into that for sure.
Jim's got a lot of history about City Lakes, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour, you stay tuned, you're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our 2019 trout fishing specials at Katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen, for fishermen, in Mission Bay.
Yamaha Outboard's Say Yes to Reliability sales event is here. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 5 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes get 6 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.